You now have to pre-register and say you live in the area to get a vaccine in Prince George's County. I'm Valerie Bonk.
The president using executive orders to try and help people suffering economically.
At what point Dr. Anthony Fauci believes mass vaccination clinics would be beneficial? I'm Mike Murillo.
Good morning. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Health officials are worried some of the new coronavirus variants spreading across the U.S. are not only more contagious, but could make the current vaccines less effective. CBS's Mola Lenghi in New York.
The U.K. variant now detected in at least 22 states amid a stark warning from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson that the new strain could be 30% more deadly. All as the United States faces a vaccine reckoning.
We will, by the end of today, fully utilize all of the dosages that have been delivered.
In hard-hit California, this frontline worker just got her first dose.
But applying for the second vaccine has been a nightmare.
California setting a record for COVID deaths.
President Biden signs more executive orders to speed up economic relief to people struggling during this pandemic. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The executive order urges the Agriculture Department to boost pandemic food benefits for low-income families by 15%. It's meant to help parents like Craig Olds of Baytown, Texas, who lost his steel mill job in September.
The food bank will open, say, at 9 a.m. in the morning. I'll get there 3 hours early just so I make sure I'm actually in the line far enough that I'll get food.
But executive orders only go so far. Without legislation, agencies can move money around, but they can't generate more of it.
A Senate impeachment trial for former President Trump is scheduled for next month. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
We need a full and fair process where the former president can mount a defense and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions.
President Biden today said he was open to a delay as it would give the Senate more time to approve his cabinet.
Reaction coming in to a New York Times report that top Department of Justice officials threatened to resign if then-President Trump moved to replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen, who had refused to open DOJ investigations into alleged voter fraud in Georgia during the recount there. According to the paper, Mr. Trump ultimately relented. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says,
"This is such a stark example of what President Trump tried to do for 4 years, which is use the Department of Justice, use whoever was the attorney general or acting attorney general to try and accomplish his personal political goals as opposed to trying to serve the American people."
This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
2021 marks the 35th anniversary of the American Eagle Coin Program, and these historic silver coins will never be the same again. Why?
The U.S. Mint has unveiled new designs for the 2021 American Silver Eagle Coins, scheduled to appear mid-year.
This means now is your last chance to get an American Silver Eagle Coin with the original Eagle design.
The American Eagle Coin Series has become the best-selling coin series in the world.
Act fast or miss your opportunity to own the last year of this historic Silver Eagle Coin design.
Just call govmint.com at 1-800-495-6468 and you're guaranteed a shiny, new, perfect mint condition American Eagle Silver Dollar.
Get them now before time runs out.
Call 1-800-495-6468 now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, free with every order.
This exclusive offer is only available by phone. Call 1-800-495-6468 now to secure your American Eagle Silver Dollar coins before the current design ceases production. That's 1-800-495-6468.
WTOP at 104. Saturday morning, we made it to the weekend, January 23rd, 2021. Clear, very cold this overnight early morning. Low in the teens, actual temps, parts of the area by daybreak. We're at 37 right now. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for taking us along for your early morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this weekend together, if you're eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine and hoping to get your first shot soon in Virginia, leaders there want you to know this morning you may have to wait a while.
Over the last 2 weeks, Virginia has only received about one-third of the vaccine it was hoping to get, just over 100,000 doses per week.
That is a very limited amount of vaccine each week.
And the Commonwealth's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula, says...
We are hearing from the federal government that this is likely what we can expect for the next few weeks at least.
He says Virginia is now using a population-based distribution plan. So, for instance, Fairfax County, with about 13% of Virginia's population, will get about 13% of the available doses, and so on. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
WTOP News time now, 105. If you already got your first dose of vaccine at the Virginia Hospital Center managed clinic at the Walter Reed Community Center in Arlington, you may still get your second dose as scheduled. Arlington County will be working to reschedule other people whose COVID-19 vaccine appointments were canceled by Virginia Hospital Center at its other community vaccine clinics because they didn't have enough. Affected people include those older than 75 who had their first doses of the vaccine scheduled after January 26th. The people in charge say this morning they understand your frustration, but people across the area, they say, are all enduring the same thing. It's 106 Saturday morning. How would you feel if you learned vaccines that were meant for people in your county were being used by people who live elsewhere? That is apparently the situation in Prince George's County, where those charged are now taking steps to change that.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I'm from Montgomery County.
That's the line for the coronavirus vaccine outside of the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover. NBC4 interviewed several residents like Bill Moore, who said they're just trying to get it where they can.
We've got too few over in Montgomery County, so I heard you could come over here.
But the county is putting an end to that now, with appointments booked up through February 9th. All appointments after that date have been reset, except for those made for the second dose. From now on, everyone who wants a shot has to pre-register on the county website and say that they live or work in Prince George's County. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, now 106. President Biden giving FEMA the go-ahead to set up 100 federally funded vaccination centers by next month. It comes as many states right now get closer to a point where one health expert says this morning mass vaccination centers will be needed.
When local governments open up vaccinations to those between 16 and 64 years old.
You're talking about, you know, maybe 80-some-odd million people in that group.
And that's when Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says community vaccine centers can help get vaccines administered to large populations quicker.
From pharmacies that can do a lot of people, you know, in a very brief period of time, when you're talking about opening up gymnasiums and stadiums and things like that. That's all doable when you get to that group where you really want to do mass vaccination.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 107, an update on traffic and weather coming right up.
Before I was adopted, I felt like my life was already over.